My name is Jim Phillips. I am Native American origin and race. I'm better known among my people as Shugamia Tatanka, or Traveling Dog. About 40 years ago, I wrote a series of essays to bring Native American people back to their culture. They were in great disarray emotionally and spiritually, and they had been so abused by the American white missionaries that they didn't believe in the Bible at all. I tried to give them back a foundation that would take them back to their culture, but to the foundational things that made them a real race of people. The American Indian people contributed much to the world in food and resources in this country. American Indians had developed genetically tomatoes from a wild plant that was poisonous. They had developed corn, pumpkins, many native foods that Europe did not have, potatoes. And they were farmers. And the big joke was, when they had taken all the land away from the Indian people, they were going to teach them to be farmers. The Anglo-Saxon world was starving to death before the Columbian change took place between Columbus and Europe. We fed Europe with our food, and Europe killed us with disease. There were 150 million Indians in the Americas when Columbus landed in 1491. Within 100 years, many of them had died of tremendous plagues and diseases that Europe had that American Indians did not have at all. They had no resistance to it. Now, some of these stories that I'm writing here basically are two Indian people. Different ones got this little booklet, pamphlet, and they read it, and they said, you ought to let everybody read this. Well, here's one of the stories, Learning to See Visions. Our people were once a people of vision. Our religion is based upon visions that were handed down to us by our medicine people over a period of many years. But sometimes we forget how to see visions. Visions are simple. They are as real and tangible as the ground that you stand upon. As you read this printed word, sometimes we forget how to see and how to feel and how to listen. Mother Earth constantly sends visions to our spirits if we only will receive them. A radio receives and translates radio waves into music that our ears can hear and distinguish as music. But there are things you must be able to do to be able to play the radio. By way of parenthesis, I'd like to take you back to Romans' first chapter. Romans, the first chapter in the Bible, teaches us that God reveals himself to mankind in many ways. And one way is that God reveals himself to man through his creation. The creation shouts forth that there is a creator. Going into the fourth paragraph, first of all, you must have a power source for the radio. A battery or electrical outlet must be available to make it play. Then after you have this taken care of, you must turn the radio on and adjust the volume to where you can hear the sound. Then you must adjust the frequency to a station that will play in your area. Now you have music that you can hear and enjoy right at your fingertips. You can hear rock and roll, country and western, classical music or opera, whatever you please. Grandfather speaks to us always and constantly. Talking about grandfather here, of course, my people mean God. But we have to learn how to hear and see these visions. We must have spirit power. We have to be tuned in to his frequency and turn the volume up. In a vision quest, a person sets himself aside so he can tune in to the right frequency. He sets aside the things of everyday life so they can hear and see the things of the spirit world. He separates himself from others so they will not be distracted by other human beings. He deliberately goes without eating so that he can focus his body not on everyday routine, but on spirit things. Many people fast one day a week just to have the ability to control and discipline their bodies. Some people fast from sex to control and the passions of natural functions of the body. All these things are sometimes necessary to become a receptacle, a receiver to the voices of grandfather. Some even offer their flesh by cutting it or slicing pieces of their flesh off so that not even pain will stand in the way of their seeing the vision messages that grandfather has for them. All these things are simple process that we go through to set aside the barriers that keep us from seeing the spirit things. The spiritual teachings that grandfather has for us. Did you know that many of these things are not necessary if a person can simply focus his mind and body on the messages around us? Let's just look at a few of the lessons grandfather has for us if we concentrate on the teachings that Mother Earth teaches us every day. For instance, have you ever watched a cat sneaking up on a bird in your yard? The cat has to be patient to sneak up and catch a bird. He has to focus every cell of his body on catching that bird. His breathing is controlled. His heart rate is controlled. His movements are suppressed. Each step he takes is precisely ordered. And if he is lucky, he will catch his prey. But if he isn't lucky, he will have to go through the same process all over again and even focus himself more intensely than he did before. The cat teaches us to be patient. This is a vision teaching in itself. We must be patient and wait for the things grandfather teaches. We must learn self-control and discipline to be on the correct frequency to receive these messages. We have to learn to concentrate. That is the whole reason why people go through the things they do on the vision quest. With self-control, the patience we can be on a vision quest each day if we can just learn to see and hear. Sit out in your yard in the early spring and water your trees and watch the trees wake up from their long sleep. If you concentrate, you can actually see the leaves bud and open. Like the trees that bud and shoot forth new life, so can our minds bud and mud and new life come into them. Through the trees, we can actually see the power that grandfather has put life into something that looks so dead. This is his power, his gone, that causes these trees to bud when Mother Earth tells them to wake up. The trees listen. They obey her call. Grandfather wants to put life back into the people. It is time. Spring has sprung. Wake up. Come back to life, for he speaks to you now. The ant has a vision message for us also. An ant is a very small life, a very small being, and by himself he cannot live. He cannot feed himself or build a shelter from the adverse elements that he will eventually face. The ant is a vision teacher. If we can learn to watch and learn from him. An ant by himself is nothing, but as a nation he is strong. Each ant has its job, and he does it. He does not question authority. He doesn't go out on strike for higher wages. He concentrates all his energy and his life on one subject and one object. As we individuals are nothing, we can only do so much by ourselves, but as a nation, as a people, we can be strong again. But to be strong, we must learn to focus ourselves on the survival of the people. We have become fragmented. We must put these fragments back together. We like a scattered jigsaw puzzle. Individually, people will say, There goes an Indian. But when put back together, we have become a nation again. Each tree, each plant, each animal that Grandfather has created has a vision teaching for us if we concentrate on their everyday actions. The fruit tree walks up, wakes up, and puts forth leaves and blossoms. But the bees and the flies must be drawn to them for them to be pollinated and bring forth fruit. This is a vision. This is a law. This is a standard that cannot be broken, or the survival of that species will be no more. Are you learning? Are you beginning to see? You by yourself are nothing. Your selfish ways can be the ruin of your people. You must become a piece of the whole. As a fragment, you are nothing but a self-indulging, fragmented piece of the whole. When you have a teaching, a vision, share it with the people. Or even the vision becomes just a fragment. When a sun dance is held, it is not for individuals that it is held. It is held to put the pieces back together. The individual suffering and sacrifices are nothing. It is done that the people may live as a whole. It is done that the people will survive. The trout teaches us a lesson. It teaches us a vision. They watch each other. They learn instantly. A wild trout lives in families that watch each other. When a fisherman catches one trout out of the hole of the water, the others watch their brother die for that he has made a giveaway to them. By the giving of his life, the others have learned there is something wrong going up there, so they just don't bite at everything that comes along. By the giving of his life, they are given life. They learn. Have you ever watched a brother or sister drink away their life and spend it till it is gone? That is a vision, teaching also. Beware! They have made a giveaway. There is something going wrong up there. Beware of the goodies that float by. They may be the poison to the spirit. If you think you can float around and carouse and be part of the whole, you haven't seen the light. Your vision is obscured. You must learn to see the real dream, the real vision of the whole. As I go deer hunting, I hunt with respect. I don't go out to be the better or to outmit my brother the deer, because when I shoot and see my brother fall to death, I know he has given me his life. I have not taken it because I was smarter than him. He has given it to me. He has given his life that he may live through me. He has become part of me. He has become part of the whole cycle of life. He is my brother that has given away to me. And how I must give to him my life for the whole. May you see with a vision that cannot be obscured. May Mother Earth speak to you in a clear voice. May he give you eagle's wings, that you may look down on Mother Earth and see things as they really are. We're only a part of the whole. The whole is that which must exist. These things our grandfathers have taught us. Shukamiatotaka. Thank you for your attention. I hope that this gives you an encouragement in life. Makes you understand that no man is an island. Everything that we do affects others. When we live selfishly, we destroy all of those around us. We are not trusted. We have become fragmented.